This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hurts back looking. He is going deep, and it is caught! Touchdown! Devontae Smith, 46 yards!
The Slim Reaper! And it's a perfectly thrown ball by the quarterback, Jalen Hurts. Put some respect on his name.
A.K.A. the Dagger. That's what that was. Welcome back in, everybody. Happy President's Day, one and all. Rob Ellis, Al Morgani. We're in for Joe and Hugh on this Monday. Francisco Rojas doing a great job producing the program so far. We'll see how the last 2 hours, you know, we'll see.
Are you still mad about this Frankie thing?
Pace yourself, Prince. All right? Pace yourself.
I'm feeling great.
All right. Yeah, I am mad about the Frankie thing.
Why are you mad about it?
I don't know why.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Anyway. So we do have a Twitter poll question up there, and you go to at WIP Middays, at 94 WIP Middays, and the question is, you can only re-sign one of these. Milton Williams, Mekhi Becton, Josh Sweat, or Zach Bond. Who would you guess is the leader in the clubhouse?
By 80%.
He's doing well. He's doing well. We'll give you the results at the end of the program. Of course, Twitter poll question is brought to you by PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn more about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. The other question that we're asking is, if you exclude Saquon Barkley, okay, you take him out of the mix, it's pretty obvious right there. Best offseason move was Zach Bond, Vic Fangio, Kellen Moore, who's now with the Saints, Mekhi Becton, Quinyon Mitchell draft, Cooper Jean draft. You go any different direction, we had somebody earlier say keeping Sirianni, which was an interesting answer, I thought, Al. So you want to jump in on that. And also, Al, we're impeaching today. We're going the other way. Yeah, we're impeaching today. And it's Philadelphia sports. If you could boot somebody out of office, who would it be? We've gotten Daryl Morey from Al, of course. We've had Joel Embiid. Not surprisingly, it's been a lot of Sixers.
Yeah.
So far.
Well, I would think the Phillies get some. The Flyers would get some.
I don't know. Who would you go with the Flyers?
I guess no. It's tough when you... I mean, because people love the front office now.
Right.
So, Tortorella isn't everybody's cup of tea. So I guess some people would think that way. I look at Tortorella.
He was fired up. He was fired up the other night.
I thought he was going to get in a fight. But I look at him like Fangio. Like when you have young players that they want to be coached hard.
This is a great example of that. The Fangio thing is a great example.
I mean, as long as you know what you're doing and they can see results and you have to keep up with what's going on. Even if you coach kids. You can't coach like I think the guy in Detroit with the Lions is risking things.
Dan Campbell.
The way he coached.
Campbell.
Yep. I think that could go off the rails pretty quickly.
Yeah.
But I don't, you know, we don't watch it as closely as here. But you have to mix in with how they're brought video. This is why it's going to work. This is what you simply
incorporating
can't,
new school.
Yeah, you simply can't just yell and say, work hard or work hard. That doesn't work. But if you combine that with I will show you why this will work, and then you get full buy-in. nobody's going to buy in. You know what you're doing just because you've been around for a while. It doesn't work.
Well, look, I think, again, just take the Fangio thing. So he leaves, the backdrop of this is he leaves Miami and a bunch of those guys are bad mouthing him out the door.
Yeah.
He you know, he's old school, blah, 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 and you know, they're, and so you're saying to yourself, oh my God, are you getting some relic here who they're not going to be able to relate to, right? Then you go to the first four games and the Eagles are 2-2 and things don't look great either way. It's just kind of like, oh, is this a repeat of last year? They go to the bye. They, both sides of the ball, they make adjustments, but let's just stay with the defense for a minute. You insert Cooper DeJean in there, which really changes a lot of what happens. Then all of a sudden, the momentum starts building, and I think the defensive players start to see, this guy really does know what he's talking about. Like, and then, man, when you have that kind of buy-in, it's like a rocket ship, and that's exactly what this was the rest of the way. We're 16-1 since October 6th.
Yeah. So I don't think there's any, I mean, and the fact he's going to stay here, the stability.
Yeah, he loves it. He doesn't want to be like, a head coach anymore.
Yeah, you look at the Lions. I might be reading it completely wrong, but it looks to me like, man, that's a risky way to do things. And he admitted afterwards, like, wow, it just got caught. It was just too much.
I think after that last playoff loss to Washington, Dan Campbell being he, realizes he's probably got to throttle it back a little bit. Like, it worked. It got him to a point where were, you know, a playoff team and respectable. But now it's like, find some happy medium somewhere. Yeah, because it was a little bit too much for sure. So we're discussing that. You want to jump in on the Phillies again. Matt Gelb's piece in The Athletic discussing approach. And Dave Dombrowski threw this out there in October. When the season ended, he did say that we have to approach things a little bit differently at the plate. It was interesting because they brought Kevin Long back. They essentially ran back the entire team. So when you're doing that and not making significant changes other than Max Kepler, you're not making any real significant changes, then you better have player buy-in that you have to do it differently.
Yeah, well, this story to me, in addition to being really long, but the story to me is it's a fascinating look at what's gone on. The usual answer to things like this is to change the hitting coach.
Correct.
Is that not the easiest thing
to
do?
That's why I pointed that out. Yeah.
But instead of just not doing it, to then have this story come out really tells you something.
Well, here's what's interesting, and Gelb points this out pretty early in the piece. So the Phillies ranked second in the majors last season in hits to the opposite field. Their slugging percentage on those hits was .529, which was third. Early on, there was buy-in.
Yeah.
As the season went on, you started to see the old chasing and all the bad habits.
Right.
And in particular, because the Phillies were a .500 team basically after the All-Star break.
Yeah.
So things started to go the sideways. What they must have believed, the front office, meaning Dombrowski and those guys and the higher-ups, was that Kevin Long was trying to get this, imparting this to them, and guys just checked out.
Didn't do it.
If they thought it was Long, he would have been gone.
That's what, yeah, probably. It's like, whatever age you're, it's almost like for people that golf or play tennis, or an individual sport, and baseball is kind of like that. When you go and you learn a new swing or you learn a new technique, you're okay with it until there's a crunch time. And then if you don't trust what your training was, you'll go back to the old way.
Yeah.
And that's what the Phillies did.
You're right.
You have to trust you have enough faith in it that when times get tough, I'm going to stay with what I'm supposed to be doing here.
But here's the million-dollar question, okay? And I would take Bryce Harper out of this, but if you want to keep him in there too, are you going to be able to convince Trey Turner?
Well, that's the big one.
Right. Nick Castellanos, who, by the way, had an excellent second half in playoffs, but whatever. He's another guy who chases. Castellanos, Schwarber's a guy who's pretty selective, right? And he changed his game last year in a solid amount of ways. But Realmuto, you know, Bohm's a guy who will use the opposite field and
a lot.
But there's a lot of guys there who are established and making a lot of money that you're going to have them really. I keep saying buy in, but like believe in for an entire season, or else the same end result is going
to
happen.
Yeah. And this story here, there's an edge to this story about like have meetings and actually maybe sit down people with whatever. That's pretty bold on a base for a team of veteran baseball players with some status and bank accounts.
I don't think it's a coincidence. I don't think the timing of it is not a coincidence. The messaging that's being sent out there is we want this all on the record. We want it all publicly. If that's the impetus for these guys to buy in, that's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see if they actually do it. Lawrence is in Philadelphia. Lawrence, you're on with Al and Rob.
Hey. Oh, man, how y'all guys doing,
What's
man?
Up, Lawrence? How are you?
Taking the call, man.
Good, Lawrence. What's up, man?
I'm a long-time caller, a long time, you know, over 30 years. And I just want to talk about the Phillies, man.
Go ahead.
Like, the campaign is coming up this season, and I'm curious why they don't bring in black players.
Why they don't bring in black players? I don't think it's a concerted effort, Lawrence. I think some of it is, you know, honestly, if you look around Major League Baseball, unfortunately, the numbers of African-American players are way down, and they're trying to get out in the communities. I know the Phillies are as well, and they're trying to get more people of color to be playing.
Yeah, you know, because, like, Phillies has always had at least one African American player on their team, man. You know, it just seemed like me, I'm 64 years old, you know, and I always remember, you know, the Phillies being up front, you know, when they started being up front in the 80s, you know, by bringing African, at least one African man, because I know we could have had Jazz Chisholm last year.
Well, I don't think anything comes down to baseball with any color. The only color in baseball that matters anymore is green.
Yeah, Lawrence, like I don't think the Phillies said, hey, we're not going to make a trade for Jazz Chisholm because he's African American, or I think he's Jamaican American, whatever. But you get the idea. I don't think it was a color thing. I think it was, you could say it was a mistake, right, from a playing ability standpoint. But I don't think that's, I don't believe for a second that they don't want just the best player that they could possibly get under any circumstances.
It's all just money. Well,
it seems like, you know, they more focus on bringing Spanish players in.
Well, no, the only issue is
there's way more playing. Lawrence, there's way more playing, man. Yeah. I'm just telling you. There's
the only ethnic thing anymore.
Thanks,
is
Lawrence.
Can you get Japanese players?
And they've done poor job.
You can't anymore because the Dodgers got them on.
Right. Well, here's the disadvantage that teams in other markets have besides L.A., when it comes to that. A lot of the Japanese players want to play on the West Coast.
Yeah.
They do. And, you know, whether that was Otani leading the way or Ichiro or whatever, those guys...
Unless you're in New York, I guess.
Correct. And some of that comes down to they're just going to overpay you in New York. But anyway, and I'm not... The Phillies should be able to do a better job because they do have the high payroll. But, yeah, I mean, it's definitely a thing. Look, were the Phillies bad at this years ago? Of course. They were one of the worst culprits of this, of not having African-American players. If you just look at the numbers, there's way more Hispanic players, whether it's the Dominican or whatever the case may be. You know, San Pedro de Macorís is a big-time hotbed. But, you know, Venezuelan players, there just aren't as many players playing. And I think baseball's trying to do a grassroots thing where you have more people of color playing baseball now in the States.
Yeah.
They're trying. Let's go to David. David's in North Philly. David, you're on 94 WIP.
Bob and Al, what's up?
Yo, David. How you doing, man? Haven't talked to you since win.
I was at the parade soaking it all up. The
My
only
man.
Thing that was missing was DKPA. We had that conversation a few months ago. We wasn't able to continue it from 2 years ago, but we won, so we won.
Yeah, I'm glad. I know what a fan you are, man. I'm happy for you. You got to soak it all in. It's awesome.
And listen, this is don't worry about the off season and the cap and none of this stuff. This is so easy. All right, Jalen Hurts, his cap hit this year is $21 million.
Yep, very fair.
Next year, $31 million. Next year, $41 million.
And they'll restructure that down to it where it won't be that much after this year. I guarantee it.
It's not that much. Remember, 3 years ago, the cap's going to shoot
No,
up.
I know. It's not bad, but they might even take it down further. But anyway, I got your point. Yep.
So because your quarterback, your franchise quarterback is on the deal that he got a lot of money, but if the cap hits are perfected out there, let's look at what this team's going to do. They're going to draft a defensive end. They're going to draft a defensive tackle. They're going to draft an offensive tackle. They were going to do that no matter what. That's how they do it.
Exactly. Yep. Their trenches, their edges, and their corners are always going to be high priority. Yep.
So now you look at the structure of the team. You got two corners on rookie deals. You don't have to pay them for a while. Your safeties, Blankenship, and CJ GD is the only one that's getting money. and the other two guys, Sidney Brown, he's rookie deal, whatever. So you don't have to worry about paying them for the foreseeable future. And they still, Reed Blankenship's not going to get a break the bank contract anyway.
Well, this is where drafting well really aids you. Because, you, like you said, Quinyon Cooper, cheap. Jalix Hunt, cheap.
Nolan Smith,
cheap. You know.
All your defensive line. They're all draft picks. You know, again, you're going to pay Carter. You're going to pay Jordan Davis.
Yep.
But because they got that 5th year deal, you're able to structure their extensions. The extension starts year 6.
Correct.
And big money. So it's thinking you don't have to worry about paying them. They're going to get paid, but you don't have to worry about them impeding you being able to do what you need to do.
Yeah.
Milt Williams is Hargrave. He's going to go out there. He's going to get a great contract with somebody else. We're not going to be able
Correct.
To do it.
And Becton's going to go, too. Becton's going to go, too, I think. I think those two are out. I think Williams is back, and I think, without a doubt, Bond's back.
Sweat is the deal. Now, again, you remember me with the Josh Sweat, the extension he got before.
You wanted him traded.
Against it.
Yeah.
He proved me wrong, and at this point, they could actually pay him. Because they could pay him. As long as he's not getting $25 million a year, you could pay him. The thing is, I loved how he played in the Super Bowl. I love the aggressive. I love that he drove the tackle right into him. But then it makes me think, go out and find the next Hassan Reddick.
Yeah.
Give him $15 million a year at 24 years old. Go find him.
Well, here's the other thing, too, David. I don't have a lot of consternation about how he's going to approach the cap because he's a cap genius. He is. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, he'll figure it out. The key guys will stay. I truly, they're not going to make the same mistake of letting a stud linebacker walk out the door. I truly believe that, right? And they have such value for the interior, what that group does. I think Milton Williams comes back. Now, no guarantees, but if I had to lock one in, it would be Bond. But at least two of, I think, the big four, if you will be back, I would guess.
Yeah, I think if I remember correctly, Josh Sweat is actually one of the top two free agent defensive ends, which that's the part that hurts because he balled out and he's
right.
His time is, you know, and he switched agents.
Well, so it's that,
he's capitalizing at the right time.
Right. He had a great game and a good run late, which is perfect for him timing wise, and it's not a great crop. Now, there are going to be guys that are traded. Myles Garrett's going to force his way out of Cleveland, right? And that's going to set the market for everybody, and everybody's going to kind of shuffle off of that. But, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of ways this could go, for sure.
He'll end
up here. If he trades for Myles Garrett, we're repeating.
Can you imagine?
You might as well get your spot ready.
Hey, why not?
Oh, my God, man. Would that be crazy? Oh.
And, again, it's not against them to do it because you can structure out the contracts accordingly for that type of player, and you're right there. I mean, I believe in the windows to a degree, but football is one of them sports where you can be weak.
Yes.
What's the statistic?
You can remake yourself very quickly.
The playoffs this year, half of them aren't going to make the playoffs next year, whether it's attrition, injuries. I mean, we saw with the Niners.
Yeah.
If you don't get over that hump, and that's something for the Phillies, if you don't get over that hump, and you keep middling around, before you know it, you blink, and your core is older, and you're not able to get there.
Yeah.
And one other thing, too. After seeing what this defensive line did to Mahomes, if that field was right 2 years ago, this would have been the same outcome.
I agree. It sounds like spilled milk, but I agree with you, David. I agree with you. If that's a level play, and I know we're both playing on it, but it hurt the Eagles more than it hurt the Chiefs.
Yep. Manning, hit them.
Yep.
Hit them. And again, you saw his eyes. You saw their offensive line. You saw their facial expression.
They knew they were defeated.
What the heck is happening?
Well, the biggest thing from me, David, great hearing from you, man. I'm really happy you got a chance to celebrate at the parade. Thanks, bud. Appreciate it.
No doubt.
All right, man, you got it. Al, the thing, this is when I knew it was over. When the Chiefs had the first possession in the second half.
Yeah.
Okay? And it looked exactly the same.
Yep.
Like you were waiting for some magical adjustment to happen, and all of a sudden you're like, oh man, here they come.
This is where it changes.
Yeah. It was exactly the same. I'm saying that's when I said to myself, it's over. Like this thing, they're done.
They're done.
They had
not
nothing
back.
Their only hope was, like we talked about, Mahomes puts a top hat on and starts.
But when you have the clock keeps going down, it's like there's no hope. No matter what they're telling me on TV, I know what I'm watching.
Exactly. Exactly. John's in Berlin. John, you're on 94 WIP with Al and Rob.
But when is the joy going to stop lingering, Rob?
Never.
I mean, my kids aren't as annoying. Food tastes better. Beer tastes colder. It's friggin' incredible.
Your grocery bill is not as high?
Oh, dude, I just spent $9 on eggs. Loved every second of it. So real quick, I do want to say this. I'm veer off my initial beaten path, but I will say that while the Eagles are the best reality TV show, the Phillies are my favorite. Just because as a somewhat recently divorced guy, who do I have dinner with every night?
Phillies.
The Phillies.
They're your companion. They're your summer companion.
They are. But so real quick, dude, Guantanamo Bay, Quinion Mitchell, I mean, this kid, like, so I made a pact to myself. You know, I was younger, you buy jerseys every single year and stuff. And I said, listen, I think these kids are 10, 15 years younger than me now. I'm buying a B-Dawg, and I'm never going
vintage.
Back.
You go vintage, right.
Yeah. Dude, Quinion Mitchell steps in day one. You didn't hear his name at all.
No.
You did not hear his name. Honestly, Patrick Surtain, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what the stats say and all this stuff, but Quinion Mitchell, to me, was the... He's Eric Allen reincarnated.
It's just rare that a rookie steps in and is an absolute shutdown. Like he's the guy you just don't even throw at. That's so rare.
Terry's not looking so scary now, is he?
No, far from it.
My God, I you know what? I waited so long and I had all these things to say, but all I got to say is go far.
There you go. All right, John, appreciate it, man. Let's keep the train moving here, Al. With the pregame speeches. We played a couple for you earlier. We played Saquon for you, played Jalen, Zach Bond. Zach Bond was such a fascinating case that, you know, he came here sort of as an afterthought, and you thought he was spare part, whatever. And ironically enough, he's playing the Super Bowl in the city where he was playing previously with the New Orleans Saints. So here's what he had to say the night before to his teammates before the Eagles-Chiefs game.
Yeah, it's been a long-ass week, but... A busy week, but we've got a lot of downtime, so use my downtime kind of reflecting on when I first got here. And I took it upon myself to really dive into the team, to really embrace you guys and let you guys bring me in. So I just appreciate that. I love y'all. And we play our best ball when we're together, so let's fly around, communicate, and do what we do.
There you go. Zach Bond. Pretty cool.
Where's the organ? Is it right in the locker room?
You felt like you were in church again, Al.
I don't know. I would love to hear
you started to sweat a little bit.
I would love to hear the Kansas City speeches.
Yeah.
Imagine, I mean, you know, because they had to do them, right?
Yeah, they'll never be released because they're team things.
I know, but can you imagine somebody gets their hands on them?
Oh, that would be great.
with the three-piece shirt.
Oh, my God.
You get a package, you can buy it online.
Did you see they made a deal with Pat Riley, who owns the copyrights to that?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
The league made the deal, yeah.
Yeah.
So they have the shirts made, and you know those tapes are out.
Oh, they're somewhere. See, if you're a disgruntled employee, you may be leaking that bad boy somewhere, right? You could make a nice payday if that were the case. But yeah, so we'll continue to play those, throughout. And the Eagles unscripted is awesome.
Yeah, I think we should get Conklin to do the Andy speech for the night before.
Oh, my God. We should do that. You know, the other thing is, the mic'd up NFL Films from the Super Bowl was on like Wednesday or Thursday. I forget which day it was on. It was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, just some of the little nuanced kind of things that were going on during that game. It's fascinating, some of the discussions that were taking place with those guys. Let's go to Lou. Lou's in Mount Laurel. Lou, you're on with Al and Rob. Hey, Lou.
Yo, what's going on, Rob? What's going on, Al? As always, Lou. Rob, my cousin Vince, the grocer, says hello.
My guy. That's my guy right there.
As always, he always asks. I actually want to shift gears to talk about hockey for a second before I get to the birds. Al, that game the other night was absolutely phenomenal, and I hope it reaches the non-hockey fans, too, because it was phenomenal for the sport, I thought, as a whole, that game the other night.
Yeah, it was. It was beyond sports. It was just crazy how the emotion in that place.
But don't you think, though, to your point, Lou, like that's the perfect game to engage somebody who's maybe on the outside or on the fence? Because it had everything. It had fights, every shift, total intensity, coaches screaming at one another, players screaming at one another, big-time plays. Like, it was all there in one three-hour window.
It was phenomenal. And now, is Hellebuck the best goalie on the planet, right?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now,
I mean, Shesterkin when he's good, yeah, but Hellebuck's right there. It's the Americans have good goalies now. It's amazing. I don't know how that happened. They've got. It's funny, their whole program now, they're like almost virtually paying kids to play goal to see what's going on.
Is that right?
Yeah, they're struggling.
Said every Canadian wanted to be the next Crosby. They forgot about goaltending.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. I mean, here's my one fear. you know, I'm assuming it's going to be Canada-US Thursday night. Canada can lose a game early and come back and win the thing. Like, that's kind of why I'm not root against it.
Well, they're still the most talented team.
And the U.S. is the most talented
team. You think?
Yeah, I think the U.S. is the most talented team. Now, McCarr didn't play. Maybe he'll play. But
I think Kachuk's health is huge.
But, I mean, I kind of wanted that U.S. game to go into overtime because I'm afraid of Canada if they play the U.S. in the last game.
I am too.
I'm afraid of Crosby.
I am too.
I agree with you, Al. The way they do the points here is phenomenal. That extra point in regulation, I love it.
Yeah, Al, explain that to people how it goes.
You win, you get 3 points to win in regulation. 2 if you go in overtime. 10-minute overtime, so you don't have the 5 minutes.
Will the league go to that? Do you think
they're considering it? I think.
Okay.
I believe that the problem would be, I think they like the fact that so many teams have a chance to make the playoffs late in the season by having only the two. It bunches everything
together. So this keeps more teams alive.
This keeps more teams alive. But I tell you, it's not right. It's 60, when you get win in regulation, you should get the extra point.
I agree.
And my impeachment, and I thought you saw the reverse of it with the Eagles. You looked at how Juergens and Dickerson were fighting, lifting everybody else. Everybody else saw that and said, you know what, I'm going to raise my game. The exact opposite. I'm so glad he was healthy to win on an Olympic team that would have won with us on it. Joel Embiid, absolute, brings everyone down and always has and always will. He is the epitome of the culture of losing, and he's the epitome of what's wrong with the NBA right now.
Yeah, Lou, well said. Here's what bothers me, and I have always been a big Embiid defender. I've always thought that he's tried, his body just can't hold up and all those kind of things, right? And I still certainly believe that to a degree.
Right.
But here's my problem. When Tyrese Maxey has to call you out in front of the team, and you've been here for a decade, and he's a young guy, there's a huge problem.
Yeah.
You are not that guy. You're not a leader. You don't care enough. You were just handed a giant contract. You've done whatever the hell you've wanted for the better part of 10 years here, and you have to have that guy call you out to be on time for meetings. That's the least you can do. That has nothing to do with your health. That tells me that you're not committed enough to this basketball team. Yeah. Plain and simple.
And although I just been raving about the Four Nations, I didn't like the Olympics thing because it didn't. I found it curious that he was considering which team to play for, which means to me, how much does it mean to you to play for the?
Yeah.
I mean, really.
Yeah, he had options. He could have played for the U.S., for France.
Yeah, one team said, oh, whatever you
Cameroon,
want, whatever.
Yeah, like, I know. I hated everything about it, and I was very public about that.
Fires it out in the flat to Barkley, who beats one man, spins past another, leaps over a third, and comes down at the 30.
What was that? I've never seen that move, and I've been watching football all my life. He hurdles a guy backwards. How do you jump over a guy backwards?
I don't know. I don't know, Mike Quick, how you do that, but he did it.
It's a Christmas tree ornament.
Somehow, some way it is now. Welcome back, everybody. Rob Ellis, Al Morgani. All right. Would you say that that's the signature? I mean, forget it. Cooper DeJean's pick six in the Super Bowl, but if you had to look at the regular season, would that be the signature play?
Oh, yeah. That's the one. It's everywhere. It's everywhere. It's like it's not even in Philly. It's like everywhere. I mean, it'll be in rap songs, it'll be in country
songs. It's the most
incredible move
I've ever seen. I have never seen anything like that in my life.
No, you have to name it. I mean, it's one of those things that gets a name. Like, in hockey, it's a Michigan goal, it's a Saquon. The problem is kids are going to get hurt trying to do it.
You imagine some like fifth grader tries that move?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
And you know PA will.
Mm-hmm. They sure will. I love that Michkov still tries the Michigan thing, and it drives Tortorella nuts.
Yeah,
you know
he almost scored on him one night, but he's... hates it, and I work with Scott, obviously.
I love it.
I tease him all the time about it because he's got a kid playing. I go, is your kid going to hit Michigan?
Why does he hate that? I mean, it's fun. It's not a purist move. Is that why?
It's dangerous. Did you see Ovechkin kind of laid into Michkov a little bit?
No.
This was really odd to me. And he said, yeah, I loved the kid, but he tried it against Washington. And it was, he goes, I just wish he wouldn't show off as much. If you wind back to Ovechkin's career.
That was all he did when he was young.
Yeah. This is what happens when you get old. You don't like that stuff. But it is, there are very often times there's people open out front, and it, maybe you're taking a goal in, and he does it. But I'm
entertained by it. I'm sorry.
I just
I'm not a purist. But
I love it.
I like it.
I love it.
All right. I asked you before the break, is there anybody you would impeach from the Eagles?
I can't.
Bryce Huff.
Well, I that's going to happen, I guess, but... I
mean, Bradbury?
Like, even that, like...
Although he's a class act. I don't know.
I'm sure, just because he's... Yeah, you're right.
I'd rather impeach Huff.
True.
I can't really. The whole organization right now...
I know, it's hard.
I mean, even, you know... I can't think of one.
No, I'm with you. I mean, if it's not for... That's it. I mean, there isn't anybody. There were just so many cool things to it with the parade. In addition to just the parade itself, but the stuff that happened along the way. Like Jake Elliott kicking a field goal with the beer.
Oh, more than one.
Saquon pulling, as I mentioned, the ball boy.
What's the biggest takeaway from the parade? You had the previously you had Kelsey with the Mummers thing, right?
Yeah.
What's the...
Mayor Parker.
No. Well, she was... awful.
Wrap it up. Come on, man.
Nobody's there.
Read the room.
Yeah, really.
People have been out there for 30 hours freezing.
She could have at least done the bad Eagles chant at the end. I agree. You could have done that.
That would have just made everything else okay.
Yeah, it's like, okay, all right, you talked for 10 minutes, but you did that.
You know your spot here. You're just
correct. Read the room.
But the biggest takeaway from the parade, the thing everybody's going to remember 5 years from now.
Howie?
Yeah.
Howie taking the beer can to the head. I bleed for this?
It's what's going to happen.
And you're right.
I mean, that's what...
But it's so fitting.
Oh, yes.
And Howie takes a... I bleed for this city! He takes a hit, yet he keeps rolling. And that's like him.
But it's the most human thing from him since he's been here.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a genius in what he does. He went through the whole thing with Chip and whatever's gone on. And the kind of a, you know, guys like that, you kind of want to separate them from the football team because they're like they juggle decimal points. That's what they do.
But you're right.
You're hitting the head with a beer can.
He's officially a football guy now?
Yes.
Well, we always talk about redemption.
Yeah.
So whatever. And Sirianni, certainly you make a case for. Jalen, you could certainly make a case for. A guy like Zach Bond, who was overlooked and kind of buried in all those guys. There is no one who epitomizes that more than Howie. No one. I mean, you had your power stripped from it, and you came back with absolute a vengeance. You came back winning two, getting to another one, and have now built the model franchise.
Yeah.
He's the king of it.
Yeah, he kicked, and it's like... Got kicked in the head by a horse, it looks like, when you get with a beer can. and you end up like a hero of the parade.
Right. I mean, it's incredible. He just kept rolling.
Yeah.
You think he got stitches? Think he got stitches for that one?
I don't think so.
Not that bad.
Picture? Nah.
Easy for you to say. Let me throw a beer can at you.
I took a hockey skate to the face one time, man. I was fine.
Really?
Is that what happened?
I was bleeding, but yeah. Never mind. Actually, that's not what happened. Never mind.
You took a hockey skate to the face?
No, I lied. My friend at the time, he threw me skates. He threw skates at me, idiot.
He threw skates at you?
And I caught them. And I started bleeding.
You need better
they
friends.
Are sharp.
Well, now, that's 10 years ago.
Right, he's not that guy. Was that it? Was it that incident that ended it?
Well, it was one of them. And they just stole alcohol from my friends. So that was another thing, too.
This guy, man. This guy's trouble. All right. Good thing you got rid of him. No, but I do think when it comes to what the foundation of this thing, this is why you feel good about it continuing in the manner in which it will. Yeah, you're going to lose players here and there and things are going to change. But Howie has shown you, think about it, Al. So you go back to 8 years ago, different head coach, different quarterback, right? And they turn it over and they come back 6 years later and get to the Super Bowl with a new coach and new quarterback. And then 2 years later, they win it again. He can turn this thing over and still keep it cranking.
Well, you hope so. I mean, I had this argument with TK yesterday. It's like, I don't take anything for granted. The only way to succeed is every season's a clean sheet of paper.
I agree.
That's just the way it is.
Yep, no doubt.
It happens. But you have put yourself in a great position. And it really is it's a 30 for 30, I guess you would look at it, in terms of the Wentz trade. I mean, if you look at that, what you turned it into, oh my God.
It's incredible.
It really is.
Including A.J. Brown. Let's go to Mark in Newark, Delaware. Mark, you're on with Al and Rob. Hey, Mark.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys.
Appreciate it, Mark.
I got to start by saying, as a Colts fan, I am 100% jealous and envious of the Eagles. I think the Eagles organization is the class of the NFL, top to bottom. I mean, from the head, from the owner down to the guy who cuts the grass, for real.
But that is the interesting thing, Mark. And again, I don't know if you're from this area originally, but for someone who roots for a different team, to have that perspective, sometimes when you're in the eye of the storm, you can't really see, you know, outside of it or whatever. But yeah, I mean, I think that's, look, the Chiefs have been on a crazy run here, the Patriots previously, but the Eagles, it's been a level of consistency that
for the 2000s.
Yep, for sure.
But Al, as I'm a diehard Flyers fan, I gotta have a timeline on when the Flyers are going to be a powerhouse again.
A powerhouse?
Well, it just seems like they're 2 years away from being 2 years away, to quote a guy who used to work at the station. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're going to lose the fans eventually with all this. You know what I mean?
I don't know that you're there, though, Mark. I don't want to steal Al's thunder, but I think people are willing to be a little bit patient with this. I think the Sixers are in danger of losing people. All right.
But season last year, almost making the playoffs, was, you know, that was, to not make the playoffs at the very end of the season was a disappointment for me.
Yeah, I mean, well, you're going to, you're not,
January and they lost it, that'd be fine, but.
No, well, this year you're not going to make the playoffs. I mean, you're just not going to make the playoffs. It's just, the season's, it's just too much to climb at this point. The setback was the goalie. That really set it back. And we'll see what they do in terms of, look, they got to get people, if somehow they could trade the contract of Ellis, the defenseman that got hurt, because you're going to go into a season with, you know, you got to.
How many years does he have left?
I think two. I'm not sure, but that's what you have to do. You got to move money.
Yeah.
That's why that trade that they just made, they move money off the books. But the critical point for a, quote, hockey fan, is you have to be able to show up at the arena thinking that your team's going to do everything to win, while your front office, I'm not going to say is doing everything to lose, but is looking into the future. But that's the key. In that sport anyway, you're looking at one-goal games. And look at the Four Nations thing. I mean, just that's what you're dealing with. You're dealing with that kind of an athlete.
Yeah, you don't have a McDavid. I know nobody does, but an Austin Matthews or some of these other guys who are just absolute monsters. You just don't have that right now.
No, you don't. And so, I mean, it's going to, I would say, next year, if we'll see what the goaltending looks like. Next year, they should be better. Let's see what they do in the offseason. They have some maneuverability now in terms of what they can. They got a center, and you know, Couturier is getting older, and he's got the double back surgery. So there's a couple of things going on, but I think mostly you want to know every time you go to the arena that particular team, that group is trying to win every night.
Who would you impeach, Mark?
I mean, you could say the whole Sixers organization, but I would point out to Paul George, I think he's already been said, but I mean, the guy's just...
I just want the contract off the books. He looks
horrible.
Cooked.
Yep. He doesn't have any heart whatsoever that I see. So.
I'm just... And thanks, Mark. Appreciate the call. Highly disappointed in what he's given them.
When they made that trade, how was it received overall?
Okay, here's why I wasn't a fan of the trade, and this is not just, you know, hindsight here. He was another guy that you were bringing in that misses a ton of time. And I know he played last year.
But last year he played.
I know, but last year he was in essentially a contract year. That's the reason, in my opinion, he played as much as he played.
Right.
So I thought you were bringing in another guy who was going to be missing a lot of time. Now, he's missed some time. I'm not going to kill him for that. He had the finger injury, whatever. The problem is, when he's been playing, especially on the offensive end, to me, a sure sign that you're not the same player that you were is you can't get as many shots off. And his field goal attempts are down. He's more than happy to be a passive guy. And I'm sure the justification, the rationalization would be his finger, or he's trying to get adjusted to playing with Embiid, whatever. It's not good enough for almost a max player. It's not good enough.
I looked at it when they brought, and I look, marginally watch the rest of the league.
Yeah.
I looked at it and thought this would be what it would be like if the Phillies brought in Trout.
Yeah. Who, by the way, is moving to right field.
Oh, really?
He announced it today. He's moving to right field, and they're going to DH him more. They're taking him out of center field.
That's when it starts happening like that, you have to acknowledge that that's the road you're going down.
They had to do it.
Yeah.
They have to do it with him. Yeah. But you were saying, I'm sorry,
the
you were saying
with the bat. If you're telling me George, if he has a history of that, it's not going to get better.
Correct.
It doesn't get better.
That's why, like, even if they come to their senses and they shut Embiid down or whatever they end up doing here, because the team's going nowhere. But if they do that kind of stuff, yeah, you might get lucky and get a lottery pick, and that could work out. I'd all be in favor of that. However, if you're going to try and sell to the public yet another year of, hey, if they all stay healthy this year, it's like, how many times can you keep telling me that?
Well, now you have to squint when you say it.
Yeah, of course you do. Yeah. More than that, you have to cover your eyes. Ugh. Lou's in Denver. That line's going to live in infamy, by the way, from Daryl Morey. Lou, you're on 94 to VIP. Hey, Lou.
Rob, Al, what's up, man?
Yo, Lou.
Yo, I got Daryl Morey. I mean, I don't know what he's done. Just signed Harden and then Paul George. Like, he would be my impeachment, for sure.
People are really disgusted, man, for sure.
Yeah, it's tough, and I don't really follow them anymore, so it's sad. But for the Eagles' best addition, I'm going to go with Quinyon Mitchell, because he's on a rookie deal, and he was one of the top corners in the league, and those guys make a ton of money. And when you can set one side of the field and lock down the receiver on the other team, their best receiver, every game, it seems like, every game, that's so invaluable. And it opens up so much for Vic Fangio, who's a close second for sure. Mm-hmm. I just thought he was, and Coop too. I mean, he's right there behind him. He was top five in defensive rookie of the year too. Yeah. So I think Quinyon, Fangio, Coop, and of course, Bond. There's so many good additions, but mine would be Q.
Yeah, I agree. Look, to not have to worry about him and throw him on the outside, and you there isn't a receiver you were concerned that he would be on, like they would be taking advantage of him, really from the jump. I mean, this guy from Toledo came right in ready to play at the highest of levels. Like, that is such... it's such an ease of your mind. A, you got the pick right. B, the financial stuff like you're talking about, but also just the production that you're getting. And yeah, they're going to have to make a decision with Slay, but you're set in the slot and you're set with one of your outside guys for a very long time to come if these two stay healthy.
And let me tell you something. Those guys can tackle. That's why I love them even more. Those
another
guys
big
can
part
tackle.
Of this.
And
yep.
Real quick, just the growth of this team. I mean, Sirianni just coming off more as a leader. Carter getting in shape. I mean, you saw Q and Coop become savvy veterans overnight. But I think Hurts, just being able to diagnose defenses, he's only going to get better at that. He looked much faster this year because he was healthier. So this future looks bright. And let me tell you something. Everyone thinks Eagles fans are obnoxious, loud, overbearing. Woo! Guess what? It's going to be even worse next year. The hardest part I'm trying to figure out is what away games to go to rub it in everyone's face. I mean, Cowboys is always going to be up there.
Yeah.
You got the Chiefs, Bills, Buccaneers. I mean, yeah. That's the hardest part.
It's a schedule,
right,
man.
Now is,
they got a schedule.
Am I going to rub it in?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and then lastly, I'm actually going to get my son a Bryce Huff jersey because he's number zero, and I have Dawkins so we can walk into the stadium. Because that's going to be the theme of next year. Trust me. I'm right. Calling it now.
All right, Lou. You got it, man. I don't know. You can never go wrong going to a Cowboys fan, a Cowboys game and rubbing it in their face. But you could go Chiefs. You could certainly do that if you wanted to, you know.
No, absolutely.
That
I mean, that'd be a fun place to bring a lot of Eagles. I don't know how many. I don't know if you could get many tickets to that.
They are very loyal. Yeah, that's a loyal fan base.
Yeah, to try to get in there. They actually, again... if you look at it for next year's schedule, their schedule is remarkable in terms of who they got at home and who they got on the road. All the tough teams they got at home.
Mm.
It's amazing.
Who is it? Tell people.
They got home games, Washington, Philadelphia, Detroit, Baltimore. And on the road, let me see where they go on the road. Denver, Vegas, Buffalo, Dallas, Jacksonville, Giants, Titans.
Mm. Yeah. No, that's a biggie. No, for sure. The division's going to be interesting in that we know Washington at least has established themselves, you know, and they have a good young quarterback. But I don't know what Dallas is going to look like. I have no idea what they're going to look like next year. New coach, but they keep, you know, every year there's all the hype. The Giants, until proven otherwise, are a train wreck, right?
God.
So it's really one team that you are certainly competing with, at least as of right now.
That's it.
Yeah. Let's go to Larry in North Jersey. Larry, you're on 94 to VIP.
Hey, how are you today?
What's up, Larry?
I got a few things I want to get in here. I want to just highlight the difference between the Phillies organization and the Eagles.
Okay.
It's night and day. Night and day. The Eagles are a family. Mr. Lurie takes care of his people, and he takes care of the community. He does a hell of a lot of things for the autistic community. Man, give me one thing that the Eagles do like that.
You're talking Phillies. Phillies do a ton for ALS.
Yeah, the Phillies do a lot. Phillies are very...
Yeah, Larry, I'm not with you on this, man. The Phillies do a lot for charity.
Okay, maybe I'm off base on that one.
Yeah, you're going to get picked off.
Yeah, don't lean too far towards second, Larry.
Don't do that, Al.
Al just had a Terry Mulholland move over to first base on you.
Hey, you know, I got my vote in for Milton Williams to keep.
I'm with. I want Milton Williams back, and I think he's just going to get better.
Yeah.
I think he scratched the surface how good he is.
Yeah, just pay him.
I want he and Bond back. If the others have to go, they have to go. It just is what it is.
Yeah, Zach Bond, and if you can, man, I don't know how they're going to do it, but you got to keep Cooper too, man.
Well, he's not going in.
No, he's
last year's his first year. You're safe there.
Yeah.
All right. This was such a good year. I didn't want to see it end, man.
No, I know. That's the biggest bummer. The hardest thing, and thanks, Larry, I appreciate it. For me, at least, Al, I know what it is for you. It's hockey, without a doubt. But for me, the toughest sport when it ends to deal with is football, knowing there's not going to be another game until September, right?
This is really...
I might get misty like our buddy Richie. But give me that again. I need that again, Francis.
This is really...
Well,
oh my God! What was I?
Lewis told me to do that.
I don't even know what I was saying.
You miss football.
I miss football. No, it's the double whammy of loving football, but also just hating that there isn't another week of watching this team play.
Yeah,
I mean that's the hardest thing about all this. They took you as far as they could take you.
Yeah, for a couple of weeks, it's sweet. You and then like a month later. That mortgage bill comes.
Exactly.
It's like, yeah. This really
you've been kicking that
life.
Can down the curb for a while. You know, reality set in this weekend, didn't it? I mean, reality was kind of like, there wasn't a whole lot of great sports going on this other than the hockey
game. Here comes the cold weather. It's going to snow again.
Phillies can't come soon enough, man.
Yeah.
They can't come soon enough.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.